Hello, my name is Tony Bass, and I am super excited about you being here with me today. If you and I haven't met yet, I am the co-author of The E-Myth Landscape Contractor, Why Most Landscape Companies Don't Work, and What to Do About It, and I'm also the recent inventor of the Automatic Hiring Machine, an amazing new way of going about finding, recruiting, and hiring employees for your small business. Now, what I would like to do today is to share some information that could help you with the number one challenge that you face in your company if you're a business owner or an HR manager, and that is finding, recruiting, and hiring employees. You see, I stumbled upon the big challenge as I was helping my clients are owners of lawn and landscaping companies. They're small business owners. And in fact, as a business owner myself now for 30 years, I've been practicing the techniques that I'm about to talk about over the next few moments. And what I'd hope to do today is share an article from the Wall Street Journal that could help illustrate with a little more clarity or perhaps a little more precision about what's going on, what's changing, what is the new way of thinking and the strategies of finding, recruiting, and hiring employees for your company. And so just today, and it's a Tuesday as I record this, the article that came to my mailbox today, the title of it, or should I say the headline for this article in this daily edition of the Wall Street Journal reads, here's the headline, Radical Hiring Experiment, semicolon, Resumes Are Out. The article is written by Kelsey G. And Kelsey goes on to talk about a Fortune 500 company that is using a brand new series of steps and processes to hire people for their companies. And if you'll follow along with me in this article, and follow along with some of my commentary about this article, you will gain a few insights about how you could be, or it would be better if I said how you should be, changing your approach to finding, recruiting, and hiring employees in your company moving forward. So let's get started with the article. It begins when it says, when Sonia Jaffer arrived for a job interview at Unilever PLC's Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey office last October, she was a finalist for a summer position in information technology. Now, if you didn't know it, Unilever is a Fortune 500 company. Go back to the article. After three rounds of interviews and assessments, the Chicago native was about to encounter the first human in the hiring process. Before then, 21-year-old Ms. Jaffer had filled out a job application, played a set of online games, and submitted videos of herself responding to questions about how she would tackle challenges of the job at hand. The reason she found herself in front of a hiring manager? A series of algorithms recommended her. The article goes on. A radical hiring experiment is underway at the London-based maker of Dove soap and Axe deodorant. To diversify its candidate pool for early career roles that are a fast track to management level, Unilever has ditched resumes and traditional campus recruiting. Now, its new process relies on algorithms to sort applicants and target young potential hires where they spend much of their time, guess where, on their smartphones. Hold on, take a break, stop right there. You see, if you haven't noticed lately, where are young people all the time? That is, they're on their smartphones. How will you get young people to get interested in your company? You're going to have to engage with them using online tools more than likely. Now, I'm not going to say that you can abandon offline tools, but you need to pay careful attention to what this article says and how it can apply to your company and your business. Now, the article goes on. The company has made more than 450 hires across the globe this way since the fall of 2016. So depending on when you listen to this recording, this is new stuff. This is emerging technology, my friends. Its experiment provides a glimpse of a tech-fueled future of recruiting in which humans write the job descriptions and make the final decisions, but software and algorithms do the rest. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., and Walmart stores, Jet.com, have begun using similar digital tools to broaden their candidate base. Listen, this is something we all must do in business. We are going to have to look beyond local employment prospects moving forward, and the way we will reach those people is tools of the internet. So, it goes on. Since young people live their lives online, Unilever decided to use the internet to recruit beyond the 8 to 10 schools that they recruit that their recruiters had traditionally sought hires, said Mike Clemente, a Unilever human resources executive. Now, he goes on to say, with all of the information readily available to us today about job candidates, why would we still choose to go to a small handful of college campuses, Mr. Clemente said. To get the word out about jobs, Unilever placed targeted advertisements on Facebook and career advice sites such as WayUp and The Muse. Now, if you don't know those sites, then it's obvious at this point in time that you need some more education about where to go online to find talent, to find the best, to find the up-and-coming, and that is people that you can afford in your company. That is, I have been an advocate for years to teach lawn and landscape business owners, small business owners, that in order for you to be able to compete in the marketplace on price, you have got to be very careful about overspending in your hiring. And one way you can prevent overspending in your hiring is to seek people just getting out of school. And so this technology and this process that we're describing is one of the automatic hiring machine principles that I'd like to teach you more about. Let me go on with the article. Now, it says, those who clicked on the ads were directed to a career site where they could apply for entry-level jobs and internships in just a few clicks because Unilever pulls information from the candidate's LinkedIn profile to fill out the application. Guess what that's called? That's a technical word called scrubbing data. They scrub data from within the candidate's LinkedIn profile and immediately dumped it into the resume, making the application process very simple for the applicant. Now, why would we do that? Let's go on with the article. An algorithm scans those applications. 275,400 of them in all so far, to surface candidates who meet a given role's requirements. The software then weeds out more than half of the pool, according to the Unilever spokesman, Joel Hutchin. Now, candidates are then asked to play a set of 12 short online games designed to assess skills like concentration under pressure and short-term memory. Now look, are these skills that you might need in your company? Yeah. I mean, you put somebody under pressure, how do they respond? You put somebody in a situation where they got to remember things. If they have good skills with that, do you think that might be helpful to your business? I bet it would be. And now it goes on to say, the top one-third of those students or fewer are invited to submit a video interview on a website called, and I'm not going to give that to you because I'm going to make you do just a little bit of research on your own, through a website or app, answering questions about how they would respond to business challenges encountered on this particular job. Now, at each step, artificial intelligence can filter anywhere from 60 to 80% of the candidates, Ms. Hutchin said. And to determine which candidates are the most likely to be successful at Unilever, the AI uses data points such as how quickly they respond to questions, their facial expressions, and vocabulary. Look, this is technology that's available to you today. I'm not saying you have to be on the cutting edge with AI. In fact, if you follow my advice and you implement the automatic hiring machine in your company, you will not use as advanced technology solutions as described in this article. But nonetheless, the process will work for you. Now it goes on. The article says the first step involving direct human judgment, get this, is the last step. A final in-person interview with Unilever human resources executives and managers. And last fall, across the U.S. and Canada, around 300 candidates interviewed in person for 200 positions. And Unilever says hiring has become faster and more accurate. 80% of applicants who make it to the final round now get job offers, and a similar number accept. And the company saved on recruiting costs, too. Now, think about that. Listen, if you had 300 applicants and 80% of them were offered a job, that means you had 240 people that were offered a job and they needed to fill 200 positions, and 80% of the 240 said yes, so about 200 people were hired. And it says applicants hailed, listen to this, applicants hailed from more than 2,600 colleges for positions in the U.S. and Canada. And so even if you do not think that putting the automatic hiring machine to work in your company is a good idea, then I want you to know for your own children's sake that the methodologies that you used or you employed in your company in the past, where you filled out a resume or an application and then you went in for an interview and another interview and perhaps another interview, are probably over. The process, my friends, is changing. There's radical, new, simple ways to automate the finding, recruiting, and hiring process in your company, and it's very inexpensive if you understand how to put a few very simple pieces of technology together. Let me go through and finish up this article. Now, it goes on to say, oh, by the way, what would happen, do you think, with the quality of your employees if instead of recruiting from one local college or one local technical school or even a handful of local high schools, what if you were recruiting from 2,600 colleges? Do you think that perhaps your quality of employees might go up? I'm going to tell you absolutely they will. That's what folks at Unilever are finding too. So it goes on. It was definitely a weird feeling to know that robots are judging you, said Jordan Vesey, 21-year-old Pennsylvania State University student currently interning with Unilever's customer development team in New Jersey. Andy McAllister, a Unilever director of supply chain, was skeptical that algorithms could successfully choose his interns. Mr. McAllister became a convert after meeting the program finalists last fall. The caliber of recruiting of students visiting the Englewood Cliffs headquarters for interviews with Unilever employees was as strong or stronger as the candidates he had hand-selected the prior year, Mr. McAllister said. There's a tremendous opportunity here, said Mr. McAllister, adding that the changes prompted him to realize that the previous recruiting tactics left room for bias because recruiters often unconsciously root for students they personally interview. And let me add here to the article and my assessment of these comments that as a employer now for 30 years and as a coach to owners of lawn and landscape companies across the U.S. and Canada, I have seen time and time again that it is an absolute fact that you tend to hire people that are like you. You tend to not hire people that are dissimilar from you. And that could be good, but it could also keep you from selecting the best, that is the brightest, the ones with the most potential, or the ones who could take your company to a whole new level. And what Mr. McAllister here in HR in a Fortune 500 company admits when the process was completed, they had a better job pool than before when he was doing it himself the old-fashioned way. So it says, Mr. McAllister says that these changes prompted him to realize that the previous recruiting tactics left room for bias. I'm repeating myself because this is so important for you to understand. Because recruiters often unconsciously root for students they personally interview. And here's the final paragraph of the article, and this is equally important. Unilever spokeswoman Mrs. Hutchinson said that it's too early to say whether the new hiring practices correlate with stronger employees, adding that the company is closely tracking those hires' success. Still, listen carefully. The company is rolling out its digital recruiting program worldwide, hiring for entry-level roles this way from Brazil to Indonesia. Here's my question to you. Are you ready to put the automatic hiring machine to work in your company? Are you ready to put together a few online tools along with some very specific marketing strategies and automate your hiring process like a Fortune 500 company, but at a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of what it would cost this organization to roll out the level of technology that they are deploying? Look, I've been an employer for 30 years, and here's something that I've learned that I'm just about going to bet that you do not know about yourself. Now, that's a pretty bold statement, but if you've listened this far, there's a really good chance that you are, in fact, an employer. And if you're an employer in the U.S., Canada, wherever you're at, I want you to I want to share some statistics that should make you incredibly proud to be an employer, and hear those statistics. Look, there's 320 million people in the United States of America today. And if you look at the data on the IRS, that is, how many businesses file tax returns, you're going to find out that there are just 26 million businesses that have to support 320 million people. Look, if you're one of those 26 million business owners, you're already in the top 9% of the population. But if you look a little more carefully at the data from the Internal Revenue Service, you will find out that only 6 million of the 26 million companies are actually employers. Look, when you're an employer, you are one of 1.9% of the population that creates 100% of the jobs, pays all, or should say 50% of all the matching Social Security taxes, and you are one of the people in your community that have a power to make an impact by being a job creator. And so, if you don't have people beating on your door right now, even when the economy is heating up, if you don't have people beating at your door to come to work in your company, then there is a problem with your recruiting and hiring system. I'd like to help you fix that problem by filling in some blanks and some gaps in understanding of how to meld today's most inexpensive technologies with a process that can automate your hiring, I should say automate your finding, recruiting, and hiring processes like you have never done before. If you've made it this far listening to this recording, then it is now time for you to finally take the action that I have encouraged you to do through this website or through the email or through the letter that I've sent you in the mail, and go ahead and purchase access, immediate access, to the automatic hiring machine. If you will purchase access, I will send you an email right away that gives you direct access to the recordings of how to implement the automatic hiring machine into your company. And you will hear directly from several of my students, several of my clients who have implemented the automatic hiring machine in their company. You'll hear in their words how it's affected their lives, how it's giving them time to focus more on customers and less on employees, how to focus more on generating profits and less on worrying about or laying awake in bed at night wondering if they're going to have enough help to fulfill the contracts that they've obligated themselves and their company for. The automatic hiring machine can help you build a better company, build a better workforce, but it's up to you to now take the next step and to purchase now. Because when you do that, we're going to begin training you immediately, giving you access to some incredible content that's going to teach you step by step, very simple techniques of how to improve your your hiring process unlike you've ever seen before. And all of a sudden, you'll be able to sort through hundreds upon hundreds of resumes automatically without spending additional time and having the very best of the very best prospects beating on your door to come to work in your company. Remember, if you're an employer, you are an asset on the balance sheet of America. But if you're having trouble today finding, recruiting, and hiring employees, there's simply a knowledge and skills gap that we can fix right now if you'll go ahead and make the decision to purchase the automatic hiring machine. And I'm going to give you two final promises as we wrap up. First, if you purchase the automatic hiring machine today and you implement what I teach you in the next 30 days and it doesn't work for you, yes, we'll refund your money 100%, no questions asked. But you have to show us that you've actually used the information and the techniques. We will review your work, okay? So there is a action refund guarantee. That is, if you take action and it doesn't work, we'll refund your money. If you don't take any action, then it's your fault and we will not refund your money after 30 days, period. Now, here's the next thing you need to know. Whatever price you see on this website today, I promise you, if you come back in 10 to 14 days, the price is going to be higher. Because right now, we have a little over 100 companies that are implementing the automatic hiring machine across America and Canada. And as city by city, these techniques and these processes begin to be deployed, the automatic hiring machine will be collecting the best people to go into my client companies. And so if you delay, you will be left, you know, picking up the lazy and unreliable people for your company. So you got to take action now because others are doing this. And then secondly, if you come back here 10 to 14 days later, you're going to see the price is going to be higher. We're going to be raising the price once we meet our subscription goals in the next few days. And the way we've rolled this out, whether you know you found out about this through an email, or whether you found out about it through a direct mail letter, or whether you found out about this through a social media post or an online ad, it matters not. What matters is that today is the lowest price you will see it at. In the 10 to 14 days, the price will be going up again. So go ahead and take action. We'll get started training you right away, and I will guarantee that the automatic hiring machine will help you become a better, more time-free employer and a better asset to your community. Again, I'm Tony Bass, and I'm looking forward to working with you implementing the automatic hiring machine. Bye-bye.